As parts of the U.S. and the Caribbean begin to recover after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, let's not forget what happened south of the border, because Mexico is also reeling after devastating natural disasters. An 8.1 magnitude earthquake, the largest in a century, rocked the country last Thursday, killing nearly 100 people. And a day later, Hurricane Katia made landfall in Mexico and caused a deadly mudslide. Recovery efforts are underway, but thousands of buildings have been flattened and emergency supplies are still desperately needed. Journalist Frank Contreras is based in Mexico City. He just got back from reporting in some of the hardest hit areas. What did you see just a few days after the quake, Frank? What was the extent of the damage?
Marco, I traveled to a place called Juchitán. It's an indigenous town, maybe about 20,000 people or so. We spent about 3 or 4 days directly following the quake. And what we saw were probably about 40% of all the buildings in that town were either turned to absolute rubble or damaged beyond repair. So we saw a number of families sleeping out at night in front of their homes, just kind of waiting for relief to come or even waiting for another aftershock. There were some 900 aftershocks registered and a powerful one on Monday, 5.2.
You must have heard some pretty frightening stories, Frank, when you were down there.
The people we spoke with said, you know, they were dealing with some really basic concerns, housing, getting food, and even things like water. I spoke to a woman who said she was asleep in bed with her newborn infant, and the ceiling caved in on top of them. They struggled to get through the house, kind of getting past the falling chunks of concrete from the ceiling. They got out into the yard. The ground was still moving. Their house just demolished. We met them at a shelter. They told this story, and they were just surprised that they're still alive. Juchitán in that part of Mexico had the vast majority of the deaths. The numbers of deaths are now heading toward 100. But the biggest issue right now is that more than 40,000 people in that region are left without homes.
You know, Mexico offered aid to the U.S. to help victims of Hurricane Harvey last week, even as President Trump was attacking Mexico on Twitter. Now, President Enrique Peña Nieto says they'll be redirecting those resources to help with recovery efforts after the earthquake there. What is the plan?
That's right. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was slow in accepting aid from Mexico, finally did. But then suddenly we got hit here in Mexico. And as you said, this was the worst earthquake to hit Mexico in more than a century. So this was devastating. The Army has been in place and they've been working since the earthquake hit. So they're first responders. We saw mobile medical units on location staffed with doctors, nurses, and even psychologists. Mm. They said the biggest problem people are suffering, you can imagine, it's panic attacks.
I have to ask you too, Frank, was Mexico's take back of those resources partly driven by anger at Trump for his insensitivity toward Mexico as it was battling natural disasters? What do you think?
I know that Mexican citizens I spoke with were very put off. You know, Mexico offered help, as it did, by the way, when Katrina hit. And this time it was kind of not very friendly response and all of the kind of negativity that was coming from the White House. So people were put off. I think the government is very astute and they won't say that sort of thing for the record for journalists. But you do get the sense that that was the feeling here.
Yeah, and we have yet to hear condolences from the White House for the victims of the earthquake in Mexico. So the government in Mexico is primed for responding to disasters. Do Mexicans, do the people trust the government in these recovery operations?
I would say the answer is not exactly. People right away were on social media asking me, Frank, how can we donate? And when we finally got information about an account that was set up. It was set up, by the way, by a very famous artist in Oaxaca, Francisco Toledo. And when I published that on Facebook, a number of people here quickly doubted it, saying that, you know, those are probably politicians who will use it for their own personal enrichment. So there's this massive rift still between the trust of the people and the government.
And an election is coming up in Mexico, so that trust is crucial right now.
People have that sense that distribution of resources could get involved with electoral politics here, and this is not a new thing in Mexico.
So for people in Oaxaca and Chiapas, how long is it going to be before things approach normal again?
Well, the best example I could give you comes from my own daughter. She lives in Oaxaca City, a good distance from the isthmus where the most terrible trembling was felt in that earthquake. But she says that kids are really scared. Some kids are asking to go to psychologists. People are really frightened. They're feeling the aftershocks and wondering, could it happen again?
Reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City, just back from the epicenter of last week's earthquake. Thank you for your time, Frank. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marco.